What is up, my dudes and ladies? It's Nate Houseman, your guide to the 21st century. And for the last week and a half, and really the last month, I've been struggling to come up with something meaningful to say about world events. Just, I've had hundreds of tabs open of different articles, especially on the current conflict in Israel against Hamas. And I've just been overwhelmed with news because I just can't keep track of it all. And that's why I haven't been posting many videos over the last, for almost a month. But I'm narrowing down my strategy. I've got like two Twitter posts and two blog articles that I want to read for this video. And I've got some thoughts of my own here. But we're going to start with this post by Kanakoa the Great on Twitter / X. Since 9/11, America's war on terror has had staggering consequences. 37 million people displaced, 4.5 million lives lost, and a jaw-dropping $8 trillion price tag. U.S.-backed wars funneled millions of refugees to the U.S. and Europe. Over his 50-year career, resident Biden championed these foreign wars and interventions, including the contentious NATO expansion and U.S. meddling in Ukraine, believed by many to have ignited the ongoing U.S.-Russia proxy war in Ukraine, displacing an extra 6 million refugees since 2014. Polls show that 80% of Americans are concerned Israel's war with Hamas and Palestine will lead to a larger Middle Eastern war. Americans should be worried. Remember, President Trump was the first president in 40 years that did not start a new war. It's no coincidence that a U.S.-Russia proxy war rages in Ukraine while the Middle East stands on the brink of destruction, with President Biden and the U.S. foreign policy establishment once again running the show. Resident Biden and the U.S. foreign policy establishment are responsible for multiple wars, millions of casualties, and trillions wasted on foreign interventions in the past two decades. And a table of estimated number of people displaced by U.S. wars since 9/11. So I'm old enough to remember 9/11. It happened when I was in college. I'm old enough to remember the Iraq War. I supported the Iraq War back then because I was led to believe Saddam was in league with the terrorist, global, effort to destroy freedom and democracy and Republican form of government in the Western world. And the far left did not really make a good case. They said no blood for oil and said no war, period, as if we should just lay down and die and let the world's abusers and psychopaths roll over us. Well, this video is about threading the needle and going after the real enemy, the real threat. Now I've got articles up here about Israel's moral right to exist and the fundamental flaws and really outrageous nonsense of Islam. And I'll link to those in the description of this video, whether you're watching it on Rumble, Odyssey, or on podcast. But I'm not going to go too deep in them. It's obvious that Hamas and their masters in Iran are the bad guys, but they're not the only bad guys, and they're not the top bad guys in this situation here. So if you find this content valuable as we dive in, there's ways you can support this program. You can give it a like on whatever platform you're watching on. Give it a thumbs up. Share it on the socials, on email. Copy the link and text it to your buddies, friends, family. And click on any of the links, or the affiliate links below, and support the cool businesses that I recommended and will serve you well and give me a commission. So, also, you can go to my website, natehouseman.net, where I've got memes and articles galore. I've got a merch store. I've got, with most of the links I've got below. And one of those links I want to bring up is a company called The Wellness Company. You might have seen Dr. Peter McCullough around making the rounds on And they also have Spike Sport Formula. If you were bullied, forgive yourself, first of all. You abuse is very, you know, insidious and has ways of, you know, manipulating anyone. But forgive yourself and go ahead and look up the Spike Sport Formula and also some of the vaccine injury resources under their virtual care category here. So click on the link. You'll get a discount if you follow my link or use the code Nate Houseman, all one word. And just a favor, because we all need to get healthy and we all need to be prepared, because there aren't just terrorists in Israel. They're probably all over. We've seen, you know, the attacks on Paris and Belgium, and we've seen lots of unsavory folks coming up through America's southern border. So get prepared. I already have a black belt in Taekwondo. I'm looking at judo videos on YouTube. I'm going to the gym and I'm taking my supplements. So do yourself a favor, do everyone a favor, and be prepared. Now, another post by Kanako the Great. As soon as the page loads, sorry about that. I'm not on Twitter much anymore since Elon brought in that WEF CEO lady, but I might get in again if she's neutralized. But Kanako the Great has another great thing here, post here. David Sacks emphasizes Israel's right to respond to the Hamas terrorists who targeted innocent Israeli civilians. However, he also highlights the terrorist's objective is to provoke an overreaction. Jason questions the goal behind the terrorist attacks on Israel. Now, what Kanakoa brings up here is something that Dr. Steve Turley has also brought up. That was Dr. Steve's immediate thought here, and that's just one facet, although it's very accurate. In Kanakoa's view, Iran, the primary sponsor of Hamas, is attempting to provoke an overreaction from Israel to thwart economic and defensive treaties between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Iran's larger aim is to prevent its geopolitical adversaries from establishing a formal regional alliance. Just last month, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said that Saudi Arabia is moving closer to a historic normalization deal with Israel, potentially involving a military pact with the United States, requiring U.S. defense in exchange for diplomatic ties with Israel. Saudi Arabia is also seeking advanced weaponry similar to what the UAE received in its normalization agreement with Israel, including F-35 fighter jets, MQ-9 Reaper drones, and precision-guided missiles. Ongoing negotiations even include the possibility of Saudi Arabia developing a civilian nuclear program with U.S. assistance. An India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC for short, is another significant development announced at the G20 last month. IMEC establishes a trade route between India and the EU, bypassing Iran, with Saudi Arabia and Israel playing key roles. The U.S. views IMEC, which includes a shipping route connecting India with the UAE and a rail network connecting Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel, as a tool to formalize economic ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia. MBS hopes the Saudi-Israeli deal will reach a place that will ease the life of the Palestinians. For us, the Palestinian issue is very important. We need to solve that part. Before the Hamas attacks, Saudi Arabia and Israel were moving closer to a historic normalization deal. That deal will be extremely challenging, if not impossible, with war raging between Israel and Hamas and innocent Palestinians caught in the middle, especially with, you know, Hamas using innocent Palestinians as human shields. David Sacks adds, I'm very concerned that one of the purposes here of the terrorists was to provoke an overreaction like the U.S. engaged in after 9/11. Remember, we were viciously attacked. We were wounded. We then lashed out and plunged into two decades of wars in the Middle East. What was the result of that? We lost thousands of lives, our own soldiers, and we spent trillions. Millions of people on the other side died. At the end of the day, we only changed the geopolitical map of the U.S. of the Middle East in ways that were ultimately unfavorable for us. I think that one of the goals of terrorists is to create such an outrage, such a provocation, they will bait the other side into an overreaction. I'm quite concerned that could happen here. Now, that is possible. It's also possible that Israel could totally eradicate Hamas and liberate Palestine from terrorist control. Palestine has been used as a human shield since almost modern Israel's founding in 1948. You know, Yasser Arafat, I've read, was actually a Soviet puppet. The Soviet Union really has no real distinction from the Nazis other than their propaganda. The forces of evil hate God's people. They hate Israel. They hate the United States. They hate Christianity. They hate capitalism. They just use different word language to, promote, to mask their true intentions, which is world domination. Now, when you think about the Nazis, they were obviously evil. They were obviously anti-Semitic. They were obviously, imperialistic. And the USA was right to take them down and fight them. But you might have heard the stories of U.S. American manufacturers and corporations supplying the Nazis, supplying both sides of the conflict. Well, isn't it possible that there are some corporations, there's might be some business interests serving both sides of this conflict? Let's go to this article from Zero Hedge, but sourced from another blog. The great thing about Zero Hedge, and I kind of like to emulate it on my website, is they source articles from all around the internet. They give them proper credit. They do link to the source, but it's kind of like a hub for a lot of good information. This is from the Burning Platform blog, authored by Jim Quinn, by way of Zero Hedge. The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. Hierarchical society is only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance. In principle, the war effort is always planned to keep society on the brink of starvation. That's George Orwell from the book 1984. In case you haven't noticed, your overlords want you to replace your virtue signaling "I support Ukraine" message in your social media with a new "I support Israel" messaging for their latest war. Driving home from work 2 days ago, I look up an electronic billboard and see an enormous "Pray for Israel" message on I-4076. They don't waste time on the propaganda front. After wasting $160 billion on character actor Zelensky in their futile attempt to bleed out Russia and Putin, they're about to throw in the towel on that debacle and move on to their next debacle. Of course, they don't consider it a debacle. Their arms dealers and their financiers on Wall Street have satiated their profit hunger at the pig trough of continuous war. And Dave at an X22 report just tonight said, they're probably launching this Israel-Hamas war because in the U.S., we booted out, Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, and we're pushing, the American people are pushing Jim Jordan to cut off the funding to Ukraine, so they need something else. And I think that's a very good, angle or a very good thought. How convenient that just as the Ukraine war is about to be lost, the most militarized country on Earth, with the most glorified surveillance state mechanism in history, was suddenly surprised by a bunch of third world Muslims using pickup trucks, hang gliders, and improvised missiles. It almost seems like this entire episode was a coordinated theatrical production, with innocent civilians used as the cannon fodder to generate outrage and hate. The innocent die, while the creators of chaos profit. Yeah, they're the real enemy here. The deep state actors, and I'll get to my thoughts on that towards the end of this video. No one will win this Israel versus Hamas war because no one is meant to win this war. Biden is already doling out the first $8 billion to Israel on top of the billions we already dole out to Israel, which they use to bribe U.S. politicians to give them even more money, contracts, and influence over our country. No one will win the Syrian war. No one won the Libya civil war. They won't allow a true end to the Ukraine war. Iraq and Afghanistan were just in the back burner until they need to ignite those powder kegs again. War is a racket, always was a racket, and always will be a racket. The deep state uses all their propaganda power through control of the regime media, politicians on both sides of the aisle, social media conglomerates, and Wall Street to keep festering anger, discontent, outrage, and hate in order to keep the profits flowing into their coffers. The masses are manipulated into supporting the latest war through sophisticated techniques, preying on their emotions and feelings, knowing they have been dumbed down by decades of government control and government school indoctrination, disguised as education. So here we are with our overlords generating the newest war. Next up will be another false flag to ignite outrage against Iran. Our military-industrial complex and their spokesperson, Lindsey Graham, can't wait for that one. Just because these lords of war are greedy psychopaths doesn't mean they are intelligent or capable of seeing what happens when they go too far. Once the missiles start flying across the Middle East, the world will be forced to take sides, and then all hell will break loose. If we allow these war pigs to initiate their agenda, Armageddon is a distinctly possible outcome. So, and the rightful President Trump keeps saying he sees nuclear war on the horizon. He can have peace in 24 hours, but not with governments that are controlled by stolen elections, phony politicians, and the central banks. And the last article I want to read here before I launch into my own thoughts. This is from Kunstler.com. Here we go, loop de loop. You know, of course, that the CIA's job is to detect sinister doings in other countries, especially as they might affect our own country. Looks like they missed something lately in the spook-filled space between Iran and Israel. Do you suppose they're too busy running Facebook? And their domestic companion, the FBI, has been working overtime for years now between their mighty labors concocting Russiagate and the current program to root out election deniers and other seditious riffraff. While millions of sketchy mutts from here, there, and everywhere and all in the world scuttle over our border with Mexico and decant across our fruited plains, with assistance, you understand, from our own border officials, and yet, no questions asked. Here's a free phone, an auto-refilling debit card. Have a nice day in Skokie, Plattsburgh, or wherever, and don't forget to send your court appearance forms by the 2030 deadline. See, since the Mar-a-Lago raid, I think it was like a year ago, we in the U.S. have learned just how we've learned the true nature of our intelligence apparatus. We've learned that the FBI is crooked. We've learned that the CIA is crooked. We've learned that the NSA is probably crooked. It's not a big leap to think that the Mossad is crooked, that Israel's intelligence apparatus is crooked, that every country's intelligence organizations are crooks and corrupt and the beating heart of the deep state. Every country has a deep state. Every country has a uniparty. Every country has war pigs. Some are just better at hiding it than others. And I think what's heartening, though, is, you know, we have white hats in the U.S. It's not a big leap to think that other countries have their white hats. Even China probably has white hats and patriots trying to restore freedom and the rule of law in that country. But let's continue. So it came as a big surprise when southern Israel was overrun by Hamas dudes and tricked out pickup trucks and paragliders on Saturday. This article was written October 9th. Who carried home hundreds of nubile young women to have sport with after slaughtering hundreds more people of all ages like rampaging Bronze Age Philistines. That fresh enormity is, shall we say, quite a ways from the resolution at this time. I'll tell you what will be an even bigger surprise, though, when some organized unit of those aforesaid mutts of unknown origin who snuck across our border sets off something like a dirty bomb in New York, L.A., or Washington, D.C., or takes over a nuclear power station, or, well, I wouldn't put any ideas in the back. I wouldn't want to put any ideas in the bad actor's head, but you get the picture, I'm sure. So we're in something that smells like uncharted territory this autumn Monday, and events are galloping faster than anyone can process. The scene looks a little bit like World War III. At least any child of 12 could game it out that way in three easy steps. Say, the chief mullah in Tehran issues some crude remark about how Israel had it coming, yada yada, and the IDF forthwith fires a cruise missile up his Kaaba. The next thing you know, so many mushroom clouds rise over the Levant that it looks like a shiitake farm. All this while the USA struggles to restore its political mental health after years of domestic abuse at the hands of our own government. I like that phrase, domestic abuse, because really, political corruption is abuse, psychological, physical abuse writ large. A big question here is what kind of correction will it require to straighten out that abusive government? Or can anything at all avail before having to shred the whole gosh darn operation and start over? Quien sabe, as it's seen in Plattsburgh nowadays. The author is confident that Congress will sort out this new speaker business in short order now that the world appears to light up. One of its current projects, for instance, the inquiry into the darkish business ventures of the Biden family, Incorporated, and what to do about it. That looks he is tending toward a picture that shows an appalling connection between the Biden's lustful chasing of global main chances and the horrifying demolition of Ukraine currently ongoing. It's not already obvious to the majority of U.S. adults that Joe Biden, the cat's paw in the White House, must go. It'll be a matter of weeks as the bank records step into the spotlight and speak for themselves. Are you ready for President Kamala and the government by word salad? E.g., it's very important, as you've heard. I don't want to read this thing. Doctoral dissertations will be penned explicating that mouthful for years to come. As for Congress and its grim duties, there's also the matter of the current laughable budget resolution running out again just before Thanksgiving. Work to do. The USA is in such a desperate debt and bond issuance dilemma that it's like a trapped wild animal faced with having to chew off its own leg to escape death. And the cause of that dilemma is our legislatures fail to control the nation's spending. As America's venerable Bede, Senator Everett Dirksen, used to say, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money. Well, that game is drawing to a close. Reality is finally asserting this its rugged old self to say that our country is as broke can be, and there has to be a painful adjustment. It'll be presented as a Hobson's choice. You can have no money, or you can have plenty of money that's worthless. What's it going to mean? I guess that the new speaker will have to be Mr. Jordan of Ohio, because at this time, Congress badly needs to be led by someone who at least appears to be muscular and confident. One has to wonder, though, that even muscles and confidence might not be enough in the current situation, that moment of time in which we exist, as V put it so well. And yet, so many things are happening at once that it feels like someone up there is monkeying with time itself, or perhaps a giant blob has gummed up its wheels. But really, the author must ask, are you not a little tired of being a country that doesn't know what it's doing? So that's kind of a doom and gloom situation. Look at your but the reason I chose that article is because, yeah, there's something else going on besides just, you know, terrorism and Israel. The deep state, which is no longer conspiracy theory, which we are uncovering step by step every day since the stolen election. It's real. It profits off of human misery. It's the real source behind almost every war since maybe the American Civil War. You know, a lot of us, you know, a lot of us remember, you know, 9/11, and a lot of people who, you know, study World War II or Vietnam or Persian Gulf or the Korean War, we know that you gotta stand up against evil, and there is evil in the world. But we're also learning that the real evil is hiding behind the obvious evil. Communism is an obvious evil. Radical Islam is an obvious evil. You know, the Nazis were an obvious evil. But the real evil is the one, you know, controlling all that. They want us to choose the lesser of two evils. It's like Scylla and Charybdis in Greek mythology, you know. Somehow we've got to navigate in between two evils, either communism or fascism or, you know, totalitarianism or the banking cabal. And, you know, that controls the Western world right now. We got to somehow sail between it and go after the real problem. You know, there's also the Hegelian dialectic, you know, take two opposing ideas, which are really, you know, connected just two fingers of the same hand. Have them fight each other and distract people from the real threat. So the real threat is the deep state players in every country. It could be the Mossad, the CIA, the former KGB. Hell, even MI6, you know, get over your fascination with James Bond. I'm sorry to say it. He's a fictional character. But we got to go after the root cause. I'm not saying don't fight. We got to strike the enemy at the root. Now, President Trump, he's a peacemaker, but he's not afraid of fighting either. Like, he destroyed ISIS. You know, the reason ISIS was able to, you know, take hold like it did was because Obama let them. They were, you know, they might even have been a creation of Obama. I wouldn't put it past them. Trump wants to fight the real enemies. He's pledging to freeze all the money to Iran that we have been giving them. You know, none of this would have happened if Biden hadn't stolen the election. You know, but then again, maybe we wouldn't have been finding out and uncovering all of this corruption in the world if Biden had succeeded in stealing the election. So maybe, you know, I've said before, the way to expose a narcissist is to set boundaries and let them twist the wind and expose themselves. What President Trump did was he stepped back, he let the abusers, the narcissists of the world, he took away their cover stories, he took away their, you know, their smoke screens, he took away the lies, and he's letting the world see the real enemy for the abusers that they are. So, in the meantime, we've got a lot of undocumented aliens in America. So, I've been looking at guns. I've stocked up on pepper spray. I'm practicing my taekwondo. Like I said, I'm, you know, looking at, you know, grappling videos on YouTube. And I'm not in the best shape. I'm not cut out for the military, but I'm going to defend myself. And a true martial artist does not start fights. He ends them. And I'm practicing. I'm preparing to end fights if they come my way. So there's plenty of good fitness videos on YouTube and self-defense videos on YouTube. Go look up Funk Roberts. Go look up Alex Crockford. Go look up Juice and Toya. They've got some good, you know, workout plans that you can do with just dumbbells or kettlebells. And look up Warrior Poet Society on YouTube. Great channel about, hosted by a Marine veteran, and talking about gun safety and preparedness. So go to it. I'm Nate Hausman. Letting you go. And I want to let you know, more than ever, it's okay to stand up for yourself. Have a good one.